Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon. Paul Andrigo here, realestatepodcastshow.com. This is week 17 of 2024, and today I'm going to be doing my detailed report of the top 10 solds of the week. This is something that I've been doing now for unofficially a couple of months, but I'm trying to do it every Friday morning at 10 a.m. and making sure that you guys get all the details that you will not get anywhere else. But most importantly today, it is my daughter's birthday. So I'm just wishing my wonderful daughter the best birthday possible. We love you. And I want to make sure that you understand that your future is absolutely unlimited, whatever you want to do, my sweet girl. So that was number one. Most importantly, family for me is absolutely priority. It always has been. In case I haven't mentioned it here, it's the thing that makes me go for, you know, reach the goals that I want to reach and be able to help you reach those goals as well. And this is one week where you have to pay attention. And I'm speaking directly to those of you who ever said, well, how is a condo ever going to outsell a home in Toronto? It happens. And it hasn't, and it's happened many times before, but this week it was a huge, huge event. This is something that literally could shift how real estate sales work and real estate wealth is working. Because of the fact that an almost $10 million sale happened this week, it's very important for you guys to understand what you might have as far as your properties go and what you will be able to market to people in the right way. And if they're looking for that type of property, there are people out there who will pay more for a condo or a really, really cool loft than they would for a home, because of the fact that at a certain point in life, and whether depending on your age, you may or may not get this, but at a certain point in life, convenience just trumps anything else to do with like a huge house or a huge bunch of land to take care of. For some people, they will pay more for the right property in the right place that is good for their lifestyle. And it doesn't matter if there are homes that are twice, three times, four times the size, that won't matter to them. At a certain point, the kind of discussions that people have are going to be, you know, different. So that's number one. So let's go over where these places were so that you guys can get an idea of exactly what's going on. So when you're looking at the map with me, and this is obviously something that, you know, I want you to be able to really experience one-on-one. So when I'm talking about, when you look at that map and we're looking at, just for today's purposes, we're looking at the top 10 solds. But what I prefer to do when I'm with you, when we're talking, when we're actually having meetings like this, virtual meetings, because for some of you, this is preferred. And it's totally cool. It's absolutely fine. There's no hard feelings. I don't need to necessarily be in front of you if you prefer a virtual meeting. So once we start our meetings, my focus is about the top 10 solds near you. So if any of those dots you see on the map there are anywhere near you, whether it's in the downtown core, whether it's near the Rosedale area, whether it's up close to York Mills and Don Mills, which is where I lived and grew up as a kid, not far from there, went to high school near there. So a lot of the great sold stories that I have started there, and a lot of the people that I've helped over the years started there, including one of my fun stories that I have that I can tell you about is about the house that David Bowie loved in that area. So if you are in the area and you are joining me for a tour, you will love this story. It's an absolutely, you know, incredible story. And it gives me the opportunity to show you that before real estate, I was actually involved in building homes. I was actually involved in buying and selling properties before I was even in real estate. So that I show you that this is something that has been in my blood literally since I was a kid. And I blame Monopoly for that. I think I joke about it, but I think it's pretty much what sort of got me into real estate even before I could do anything about it. So as you can tell, obviously there's been some incredible properties that have just sold. Again, they're all over the map. But the reason I put this map up here is just to show you that this is where people are spending the most amount of money this week anyways, but it usually is very similar. The map looks usually very similar. So wherever you might be living in Toronto, GTA, I want to make sure you get that there are people. And at the bottom of the map, there's actually a couple sales that happened there in the Oakville area as well that are very notable. So in terms of what people want, in terms of what sort of convenience they want, this week's example about the almost $10 million sale that happened has to do with someone wanting to be in downtown Toronto and wanting the convenience of that life, condo living in the right property. So if your property appeals to them, if your property attracts those kinds of buyers, there's a very good chance that they will be the ones who will be the ones to, you know, move into your property. Last thing I want to talk about on today's report is something I call the deal of the day. My goal every time I'm helping someone with their properties, buying and selling, moving, starting new chapters, again, it's really just storytelling, is to make sure that the stories that are being told of these properties are the most accurate and most detailed as possible. So this wonderful property has become available this year. It's the first time in 20 years this property has become available. And the minute you see the inside, you could drive by this house 20 times and not really capture the essence. This is one that you need to be able to go inside. So tomorrow is when the grand opening for this particular listing is going to be. So if you want to join me for it, make sure you comment or DM and I'll give you all the information you need. But this property is a 3-bedroom home. It's immaculate. It literally is sparkling. It's updated. It's modernized. My clients are super tech savvy people. They love having an automated home that is absolutely almost self, it's almost a self-cleaning home in terms of the way they've set it up with their technology and all the things that make them happy about their home. But they want to spend more time with family and with grandkids and travel. So that's really, again, for them, that's the main reason that they're moving. This property has a 100-foot wide lot. Now, if I explain that to you in terms of how often there are properties with this kind of lot that are in this price range, which is listed under $1 million, it's almost unheard of. This is almost 4 houses on one lot. 25-foot lot is very average for a home. This has a 100-foot wide lot. So you've got such, again, so much width of a home on here that literally it feels like it goes forever. And it does feel that way once you're in there and once you experience it. So make sure, again, you're either booking with me or through your agent, however you get in there, get in there. It's move-in ready. Again, it's listed under $1 million at this time. Offers will be welcome as of next week. So if you're interested in this kind of property, you're looking at something incredible, this is, again, near the Bluffs area in Scarborough. It's not right on the corner. It's not right like on the Bluffs. And that actually isn't a great thing, to be honest. It's nice to be nearby, which is what this one is. It's about a 5-minute, probably 5-minute drive, maybe a 10-minute walk. And you're, again, right there at one of the most beautiful parts of Scarborough. Literally where Scarborough was born is the Bluffs, when the English sailors went by and they saw the Bluffs and they absolutely fell in love with it. And at that point, decided to start, creating what was at the time, I believe, 1700s, 1800s. I was doing history on this to make sure I had the story, but it's a very, very long story. But I can get you the textbook that I used if you're interested in the whole story. Anyways, thanks for tuning in. I'm trying to keep these under 10 minutes as well at 10 a.m. And again, I really appreciate your time. Thanks for tuning in.